opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Text line coming through. You got to get Nookie before college. Heck, you better get some before you get out of the ninth grade. Again, my mindset's a lot different now at 41. Now, you start when you're comfortable. Don't feel peer pressure. Do what you do.
But I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Thanks, Rich. I just disagree with the theory of, hey, man, get the bad ones out the way.
Bad ones out of the way. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like the theory is, and you know, before you go to college, where you might really, you know, get some real action. You don't want the first time you get it in college to be, you know, the first couple are real bad, or you know,
make you sure you bag.
Well, I mean, I guess if that were the case, you'd have a little bit of an excuse, and you'd be able to be honest, and you'd really impress the lady with that. Like, hey, look, this is my first rodeo, so
yeah. Ask her where she likes the pressure. Where she likes it rough.
You got to show a little grace, and number two, you got to give me a second round. You got to give me a second.
Yeah, I did. I did a lot of film study.
You were in the porn business in the moving porn there for a while.
I did a lot of studying there just to try to improve myself there.
I was completely taken advantage of at a young age.
Okay.
Park Street was a hell of a drug.
I don't know if you want to talk about it here not here, but I mean at some point we need to talk.
Hey, Twin Peaks, man, we're a happy hour, man. It'd be a good conversation for a Twin Peaks Lodge, wouldn't it?
That man said if she had $1 million, I'd go after her.
I'm telling you, if she'd been worth the damn penny, boy, I could have sued.
All right.
No doubt.
The Rockets have had themselves a hell of an off season, and so much so can't wait for the season to get started. And as we look at it right now, the one area to me where I'm like, yo, this is one place of, I wonder how that's going to shake out. I wonder how that is going to look. And that is, to me, the point guard situation. That to me is it. The point guard, the complete point guard situation. Because everywhere else, I think, with all fairness, you should be feeling good about what the Rockets were bringing to the table. Right, they have great size. They've got multiple different lineups they can put out. They've got players that can play, you know, multiple positions to where you can kind of have that positionless basketball out there. But the point guard spot to me is the one spot where you look at, all right, are they good enough there to kind of get past the area or get to where they want to get to? Because they obviously, you know, the starter's Fred VanVleet, and he is at the very least, a very solid veteran starter that you, for the most part, know what you're going to get, right? Like, he you know what he's going to do offensively. Defensively, he's going to be a tough guy. But then behind him right now, It's Aaron Holiday. And then, you know, a little further back there, it's probably Amen Thompson would be the next one there. And that is the thought. You can jump in on this 713-572-4610. And I'll let you hear from the GM, Raphael Stone, who has put this team together, where he's talked about the guard situation. Do you think they're good enough there, or do you think they may need to bring somebody else in? Here is Raphael Stone talking about what we're talking about, their guard situation.
I mean, I like our team as is. We always look for opportunities to do various things, but we're hard capped at the first apron and we have no space left. So I think very likely we'll enter the season looking very similar to the way we look right now.
And so it does sound like, I don't know, obviously he could do something. I don't think he's blowing smoke out of our ass, up our ass on that one. Not out of it or up it, but up it. I don't think he's blowing smoke up our ass with that one. I do think this is probably where they're going to go, at least to start the year. Now, when we get closer to the trade deadline, maybe they do find something. But we've seen, if you look at the finals, obviously the Pacers, their point guard situation, their backup point guard situation, I mean, it really came to be an important thing for them. They had great guard play, not only with Halliburton, but also behind him. Do you think they're good enough? That's, to me, the biggest concern on this team is when you face some of the point guards in the Western Conference that you may run into, Shea and Steph, and really de facto Luka, are you good enough there with your point guard play? That's the point. That's the part, really the only part of the team to me that I have real concern about. Right.
Well, I think there's, you know, look, this is why I love Ime Udoka's system in terms of it, you know, and I don't know how that's going to change with Kevin Durant, but it seems like it's not necessarily point guard dependent. Now, it was really, really, it was convenient down the stretch for Fred VanVleet to have his best moments in the playoffs and carry the team. And now knowing that he's capable of that, I will never ask for the ball to be taken out of Fred VanVleet's hands again. But the reality of it is when you bump up against teams that have really good defensive guards, they're going to have the ability, because the one thing Fred VanVleet does not have is that top end athletic ability in the NBA for point guards. I mean, we saw it this year. We saw times in the playoffs where good defensive guards made it really difficult for Fred VanVleet to just bring the ball up the floor and to do what the team needs him to do. And so I think the question here is, and I thought you made the great point of, it's Amen Thompson. Right, is Amen Thompson, and I know Aaron Holiday can get in there and get it done, and he's got a role. We've talked about
his improvement in that is, to me, the big step.
Well, the deal is can you kick the ball to Amen Thompson and he be the guy with the handles to carry the ball to bring the ball up the floor consistently and do it in control in more of a point guard manner than what we saw. We know he can go all gas, no breaks, and just get downhill. But the reality of it is. He's going to need more of that, more than that, in his toolbox, if you will. So the maturation or the development of of Amen Thompson is going to be critical to the point that you're making. I like Fred VanVleet, and obviously right now he's easy to like after the playoffs. But I think we could all watch the playoffs and go, hey, yeah, he is a I would say a subpar athlete when it comes to NBA point guards that handle the rock at this point in his career, right? He's just not going to beat you with quickness. He's not going to beat you with speed. He's not going to beat you with length or size. And so if a team has the ability to put their best defender on him, somebody else going to bring the ball to the floor, which, again, to me is to your point, Amen Thompson.
Or even when Fred goes out, like when Fred is out of the game, right? Or God forbid, you know, Fred had an injury situation with the ankle where he missed some games. Where you want to go? Someone texted in and said, I think Aaron Holiday is plenty good enough. Everybody has gone crazy with expectations. He's a great filling guy. And maybe he is. I do think it opens up a different dimension to where if Amen Thompson is your backup point guard or is running the point when, you know, Fred is not on the floor, then you can maybe bring in Reed Sheppard and you can, you know, you can do more with your team. Your defensive team is better. To me, it would be great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For this team, if Amen Thompson basically became the second point guard on this team, and whenever Fred wasn't on the floor, and like you just said, even sometimes when Fred is on the floor, that he could have the ability to run the show, because I think it makes them better.
Yeah, to me, it's less about point guard depth and more about point guard options when you're starting five or on the floor, right? We know that obviously in today's game, you can kick it to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant can bring the damn thing up the floor, right? We know you can kick it to other guys and they can bring it up the floor. I don't have a problem with that. We know you can kick it to Amen Thompson and he can get downhill and bring it up the floor. But maybe I'm the only one that I watch Amen Thompson and I'm nervous as hell when he's having to bring the ball up the floor over and over and over again. It just seems like there's a lack of control there. So to me, it's less about, hey, when Fred VanVleet's not on the floor, because when he's not on the floor is the same thing as when he is, it's probably going to be Amen Thompson. Like, Aaron Holiday's not going to play enough to enter this conversation, if we're being honest. Maybe his role expands this year, but he's probably not going to play enough to be in this conversation.
I don't think he's about to become T.J. McConnell.
Correct.
Aaron Holiday.
I don't think. I mean, it'd be nice.
You're not going to.
I mean, it'd be nice to get a white version or another white version and Reed Shepard become that guy. That'd be real nice.
Guy that can shoot it like that. Yeah, I don't want to put too much on his plate. Yeah, you get out there and shoot, Reed.
And
do that. You know, and do that. Someone did check in and say maybe Reed Shepard is the option as a backup point guard. I just think the lineups you can put out there if Amen Thompson is your backup point guard, and I think you could do a lot more. And plus, I don't know. I wonder how much Udoka trusts Aaron Holiday to be in those situations. I wonder how much he trusts that to me. Amen Thompson, that's the next step. I know there's a lot that's being asked of him in this next year. But that's also that point. Can you prove to be a guy that is a capable point guard, backup, or even in the game? Can you prove to be that? As we'll watch this, we'll see what happens there. I do think his role really does expand.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.